We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's yet another pleasure being here with you for yet... it's been a crazy week, come on. It's just weird. In the second half, I'm going to do a bit of celebration over Jah Praise's new track, My Figure Zola. In the last segment of the relationship segment, I'm going to tackle two topics. The first one is deciding what sort of relationship you want to. Should do that right at the beginning. And the second part of that, because I'm going to do it in two, because there was something that just went viral on my socials. And that was, how does a man tell his wife or his partner and so forth that he's been cheating? But let's go into the crazy news this week. We start off with the news that there was that earthquake. Did you guys feel that? There was an earthquake that happened in Botswana and affected a huge part of Southern Africa. I felt it in my room in Harare. So it was a thing, and you know, some people were acting, you know, overreacted and so forth, but it was a thing. It actually happened. So it hit parts of Mozambique. I mean, the earthquake hit only in in Botswana, and we felt it all the way this side and in South Africa and so forth. Also happening this week, sad news came out. There was an accident in which 30 people died in an SA-bound Proliner bus. 15 people jumped out. That's how they survived. There were 60 people that were on the bus, but 30 people died when the bus sideswiped Gonyet and then caught fire and that sort of thing. How crazy was that thing that happened in South Africa, though, when there was that cabinet reshuffle? President Jacob Zuma just woke up one day, just did a Game of Thrones, and you know, you left work today and tomorrow you come back and you're not in power anymore. You're having to hand over things and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what power does. So yeah, so cabinet reshuffles happened. To be honest, I think that the African National Congress in its current form knows that it cannot win the next election if it just maintains the status quo. A lot of its base that supports them is now, you know, tired. They've been waiting for empowerment to happen, because they've been looking as the rich get richer, and they never get a bit of that action. They've been faithfully voting for the ANC, and I think the local government elections were a warning sign to the ANC, and they're responding to that, and they're having to go through this radical transformation of the economy. If they don't do that, they're going to lose the next election. That's what happened. And staying in South Africa, Dineo Ranaka is back on radio. Congratulations to her. She just quit the job. She said there was a change to who she was going to work with and so forth. And as a matter of principle, she just decided, because she was just told the day before that the system has changed and so forth. So taking over the Metro FM show is Dineo Ranaka. I won't get even lie. I'm excited about Dineo coming back into the whole groove of things. And HIV and AIDS and TB and so forth news, as Zimbabwe submitted a request for $630 million from the Global Fund. That is for the improved care for people suffering from HIV and so forth and TB. And there's also now a special fund. There's a new funding model, and Zimbabwe is taking advantage of that new funding model for the first time. And they're trying to get $630 million dollars through the door to be able to combat issues that have to do with HIV and AIDS and that sort of thing. Amagugu Heritage Center is hosting a traditional beverage and food expo that's happening. That's on the Bulaya Kezi Road. It's tarred all the way. Shout out to the brothers and sisters holding that down. So if you're in that part of the world, make sure you do that, because you'll be supporting local communities and also getting to learn about the technology that has almost been lost in essence, in as far as the discussions of our society is concerned. Good news for what's this, for Mukumba. Yeah, their album Luyando is ranked number one, or rather number seven, in the World Music Charts Europe. So congratulations to them. This is the debut on that position. And finally, the Zimbabwe Electricity Transmission and Distribution Company has announced that if you're out over this weekend, you won't be able to buy any ZESA vouchers as your electricity vouchers, because there's some maintenance work. They claim to be scheduled maintenance work and that sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, forgot. Takura and his manager split. Not banana split. It's not working together anymore. That is the brand new Mafiki Zolo and Ja Praiser. The track is called Sende Kera. It's a beautiful song. I mean, people are going to come out and say, oh no, it doesn't have this, doesn't have that. Look, ladies and gentlemen, Ja Praiser is no longer a Zimbabwean artist. He is a Zimbabwean artist, don't get me wrong. He's no longer a local artist. So his scope for what he's trying to achieve, what Marcus is trying to get into, is completely different. The people going around dissing the video and saying, no, compared to what he did with, Manasikana and so forth. Look, the budgets that, in order to do what, well, you know, the narrative to kind of videos across the world are pretty huge. He's gone and done this video in South Africa, you know, by people like Goliath Films. I'm not saying that's necessarily them, but whoever he's worked with, obviously the budgets there are completely different and so forth. And also, if you look at the stuff that you're getting on Trace and that sort of thing, remember that the album, I mean, rather the song was delayed. It was supposed to come out on the 13th of February. It ended up coming out this past week because Trace had been saying that they wanted to get the exclusive in order to release it and that sort of thing. And so, you know, the level that Ja Praiser is now functioning at is completely different from what we used to see him doing. Because before, he just kind of wake up one day, just release a song and so forth. There wasn't much coordination and that sort of thing. Look, this guy now averages about 1.5 million views per video. Okay, like, people don't understand how big a deal numbers are in the rest of the world. And the reality is, we're now seeing a proper exported young artist coming out of Zimbabwe. Because every time, I remember back in the days, used to worry, what happens after Oliver Mtukudzi and stuff like that. But I think the heir apparent is here, he's ready to take over. And, we're already hearing he's doing a collab with David O, so that's pretty exciting as well. There's other artists like Eddie Kenzo and stuff like that across Africa that he's doing collabs with. So there is that growth, and it's pretty exciting, to be honest. I'm really excited about where Ja Praiser is taking his career to. And we're hoping that as we go on this journey, Zimbabweans are going to ride with him, because, you know, it's lonely out there. And, you know, if we're sitting here and saying that song's crap, it isn't. Like, it's a dope song, it's a dope song. It's one of those songs that get you in the system. You know, right now you might be saying, okay, I'm used to, no, don't get me wrong, those songs are dope. But this song is going to get at you. Don't get me wrong, it's going to get at you. It's like how people hated Watora Mari right at the beginning, but it's got 4.5 million views. And don't tell me that it was because of the effect that guy, Tanzanian guy. Because You know what? Ja Prazer is now a big artist. If it wasn't because he was a big artist, then you get people like Mafiki Zolo, who are finicky about who they work with, would not have wanted to work with him. So shout out to Ja Prazer. All the best. So proud of you, my guy. All the best.
Yeah, this is a very interesting question because it depends who is being asked. If you would have asked me when I was 18 up until the age of like maybe 24, I didn't care. I was just winging it, dating for the sake of dating. But then as I matured, I started taking relationships more seriously in terms of like, okay, so looking for a long-term partner. So it depends what you're looking for in a relationship. So I pretty much asked quite early on, maybe after 3 dates. As a mature person, I just think that I don't want to be wasting my time if it's not going anywhere else.
Whew. And you wonder why guys sometimes want to stay single, because you're sitting there, you're like, yo, hello, hello. Where is this relationship going? And I tell you, this is the scariest thing that a guy could go through, when a girl says, where is this relationship going? What is the plan? Tirukwite senzani la? And it seems as if a lot of people online have been saying the same thing, because you've got Sharon who says, isn't that the kind of stuff you decide at the start of the relationship? Like, are we going to have fun, or are we trying to build something from for keeps? And Diana said, second date latest. I'm not even going to invest any of my time and energy on someone without knowing what their intentions are. I can work with getting to know each other, either for the purpose of getting in a relationship. Not Kuzovunzana 3 months later, after it's all said and done, could so what are we? And Vimbai says, I agree with Sharon, not sure what the fun part about the fun part, but I think from the beginning we can always tell whether the relationship is where the relationship is going. And also got Lloyd who says, Ishandirambi says he wouldn't even get into that. Marsha says, I used to ask for from the jump. He asked me out. He used to be asked what the intention was long term. If you want to chill and just date, and yeah, I wasn't interested. I needed to know that what I'm sacrificing my time for. And Rijay says the guys should answer this, because girls always want to know what's happening from day one. What do you think? Okay, let's go to the second one.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
So you get caught cheating, right? And it's one of those situations, and you have to say something which asks you, why did you cheat? One of the most difficult questions in the world. We're going to start with one response, and I'll give you some of the other responses that came from the social.
Hey, Larry Kwanele. When she asked why I cheated on you, I just answered in a most simpler way. I was like, my priorities, it's just shifted. Where is he?
Shut up and let me think.
My priorities just changed. Come on. I mean, there's a lot of guys who wish they could say that. Let's look what the social says. I got Carla says, shouldn't do it in the first place, then wouldn't need to get asked or answer it. And then Pashi says, Hansi thought you needed to rest. Wow. Okay. Mishik says, wasn't sure if you loved me, that's why I did that. Olutle says, once he did, and after explaining, I dumped him for the second time, just to endorse the first dumping. Tanache goes and says, you became average. Yvonne comes as, yes, my hubby did when I threatened to leave with the kids. Anusu says, but it's rather a silly question. Penelope goes and says, men cheat because they find it fun to do so. So it's just like the way they watch soccer or drink beer. Tafire says, it's only men who cheat. It's not only men who cheat here, eh? And Robert says, the most common answer is, I made a mistake. And how is that a mistake? Roger says, we haven't been able to answer that question because most men don't cheat. Only a few men do that. To which Kat said as an answer, I'm going to read that in a bit. Itai says, Kat's response, by the way, say, you mean the other way around, don't you? Meaning that men, most men cheat and few don't. And Mujare says, I'm a man. It's in my DNA. The best I can do is promise you won't ever find out next time. Nanasi, years later, and then Remuromo on that issue. Ku says, Larry, are you going to house the people who get dumped because of their answers? And Chipo says, yes, Larry, I do couples counseling. They do answer that. Sadly, the responses are always painful to listen to. Horrible answers, really. Rijay comes and says, don't cheat in a relationship. If not happy, then just leave. And I've got Samson who says, how chanake? And Solomon says, simply says, a wrong question. And also got Swevi who says, I did, without expanding what the question response was. Then Farai says, Nyebanjen was satire, and going on to say that the wife went on to say, okay, next time, BK Anzi, I Junotoda Jesu. Then finally, Akati, Usare Gasatani, Achiku Jaira Shakadaro. Oh, goodness me. Yeah, man once did, but unfortunately, he's dead. Ooh. A man once dead, but unfortunately he's dead. Okay, that's deep, brah. And Macy says, yet women are so open if you tell the truth, no matter how large for it to deal with this sometimes. A woman will be like, oh, okay, let me think about that and I'll get back to you. Tawanda says, and Fortune says, when you get caught, you have the decency to deny. Dumisani says, that's a difficult question. And Veronica says, no one ever answers that question. Cashbit says, yes, because I guess it. Michael says, would a woman be objective enough to listen to the answer if he did? Steve says, yes, I always answer. Do you habitually cheat, my guy? Come on now. Cliff says, I never cheated, LOL. And Priscilla comes on and says, I once asked and got told, look at you. It's funny now, but it was I was bruised for a while, mate. And Roger says, I will answer that question. You don't have respect. You're the one that just started to cheat on me. And finally, Jin says, she trapped, lured me. If I swear, I didn't want to do it. Yeah, so there's some crazy answers. Just check my socials for other crazy things that are happening. With that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this episode of the QueryCast. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiriray.com or catch me on Twitter at Quiriray, Quiriray. Also, don't miss an episode by going to iona.fm and look for the QueryCast and just go to the RSS feed, save that onto your device. And also on iTunes, we're there and available for free and in charge. You can just go to iTunes and look for QueryCast and subscribe. And every time there's a new episode, it goes up and you get notifications. And also on the One Radio News app, we're on there along with a whole bunch of other stations and podcasts, including BBC stations and so forth. So look for that. It's available also on the Play Store as well as on the other store, you know, the other one, the Apple Store. Yeah. And remember, Three Men on Boat is the one behind the QueryCast. So yeah, it's part of this, the one that holds our publishing. Catch me on ZFM Stereo on weekdays, on Health Matters on Tuesdays. And also there's a new program that is called Some Quiz, Zimbabwe Schools Quiz, of which I am the quiz master. So that's a lot of fun. So catch me also on those days. Also on Culture Talk every Wednesday between 8:30 and 9 p.m. and 30 and 9 p.m. Other than that, I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with a simple saying. I am not controversial. I just really believe in something. I stand for it and I speak out. It's been Larry. It's been the QueryCast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?